USA News, I'm John Schaefer. President Biden marked Memorial Day by honoring the lives of the men and women who gave the ultimate sacrifice while serving our country. Speaking at Arlington National Cemetery this morning, Biden said,
"Let's never forget the lives these flags, flowers, and marble markers represent."
He also said that tomorrow marks the 8th anniversary of the death of his son, Beau, who was a member of the Delaware National Guard. The trial of the man accused of killing 11 people at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh in 2018 is set to begin tomorrow. Jury selection in Robert Bowers' capital murder case wrapped up last week. Bowers had reportedly agreed to enter a guilty plea in exchange for a life sentence, but prosecutors want to seek the death penalty. A vote is expected this week in the House of Representatives on the bipartisan deal reached to raise the debt ceiling. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said the bill is a compromise.
It doesn't get everything everybody wanted, but that's in divided government. That's where we end up. I think it's a very positive bill.
President Biden said the package is an important step forward that will reduce spending and grow the economy while also avoiding a default. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is accusing some conservatives of threatening to delay the vote in passage of the measure to raise the debt ceiling. He said the Senate may stay in session right up until the June 5th deadline. 8 people were rescued from the rubble after an apartment building in Davenport, Iowa collapsed. 12 others made it out of the building on their own. No deaths have been reported, and there's no reason to believe anyone is missing. Rescue workers left the scene this afternoon, and that building will be demolished tomorrow. The reason for the collapse is not yet known. 4 great white sharks have been spotted off the coast of Long Island and New Jersey just in the month of May. The sharks are making their annual migration from the Florida Keys. Researchers say the sharks are heading north for the rich feeding grounds this season. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive burger perfection flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get 4 of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is set to head out on his first presidential campaign tour this week.
DeSantis formally entered the race for the White House last week. He's expected to visit a dozen cities throughout Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina. Before he embarks on the 4-day trip, the governor took part in the Veterans Memorial Ceremony in Jacksonville earlier today to honor those who died while serving in the United States and Armed Forces.
I'm just glad that in the state of Florida, this is something that's recognized in every corner of our state. People understand that freedom isn't free.
DeSantis calls those who gave their lives indispensable Americans and says they deserve our unending gratitude. I'm Dave Collins.
A close ally of Russian President Vladimir Putin is promising nuclear weapons to any nation that joins Russia and Belarus. Alexander Lukashenko, the president of Belarus, said it's very simple. You have to join the union between Belarus and Russia, and that's it. There will be nuclear weapons for everyone. While Belarus is a staunch supporter of Russia, the country is not officially involved in the war in Ukraine. An emergency summit is being held at Churchill Downs after a dozen horses died during the track's spring meet. The Horse Racing Safety Authority is going to meet tomorrow and is bringing together several veterinary teams to analyze what happened. The Philadelphia 76ers have reached an agreement to hire Nick Nurse as the new head coach. Nurse, the former head coach of the Toronto Raptors. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The 6-piece towels that includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. And right now you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.